Hey, I'm Micah.
And I'm Jen.
From 1994 to 1996, Jen lived in the middle of nowhere, Montana.
But not by choice.
She was sent to a therapeutic boarding school.
I had some issues.
While there, she performed hard labor.
There was also a lot of forced exercise.
Went through daily, hours-long group therapy.
That shit didn't work.
And when she left, she was left with some holes in her life.
Holes?
One of the holes was her pop culture hole.
Yeah, I missed a lot of shit.
And that's a hole we can fill. So get ready to slide into a pool of gunk. It's time for...
I never saw that. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, who are you?
Sadie.
This week, we have special guest Sadie in place of Micah, just for this part. You will get to hear from Micah later because, boy, do we have some things to say about the show that we just watched. What did we just watch?
Family Challenge.
That's right. It was called Family Challenge.
And it was terrible. I hated it.
Okay, so tonight we were looking for shows like kids' shows or shows.
Because I am 7 years old.
Yeah, or shows that kids could watch that were in our timeline. And this one was perfect because it was only on 2 seasons and it started in 1995.
But it turned out to be terrible.
So tell me about it. What are your thoughts aside from it being terrible? Like, was there anything in particular that made it terrible to you?
No, it was just terrible. Just boring and terrible.
Can you describe, like, tell me what happens on this show?
Well, like, they have challenges.
Mm-hmm. So there are two families.
Yeah, and they're friends. And the host keeps saying, these two friends who will never speak to each other ever again.
Yeah, he made that joke a lot.
And, like, there's a bunch of, like, gross, not really gross, but...
Well, there's, like, a slide that they have to go down into a pool of gunk.
Yeah, but it's weird because the gunk doesn't...
It's, like, green stuff, but it's not really... It doesn't seem slimy. Like,
it's basically just green liquid.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
It just... And the slide just says gunk.
In other words, it's not that gross. Like, it should be grosser.
Yeah, I was... Like, it looks disgusting and, like, chunky and gross. Yeah, yeah. But, like, it's not.
Right. That was totally how I felt. Because they would stand up and get out of it, and there was nothing on them.
They were just a little wet.
Yeah, it was really...
And then they dry in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it was... I was disappointed by that.
But, yeah, so they... I was really hoping it would be gross. Yeah. I would have had a really weird reaction.
A weird reaction?
I love my weird reaction.
Okay. So yeah, just so people understand, this was a game show where two families would compete. There's a man, a husband, and a wife, and 4 kids in each family, and they have to do a series of challenges, and they earn points for doing it. Yeah, challenges is in quotation marks. So, yeah, so one of them, well, a few of them actually involve sliding down the gunk slide.
Yes.
Into the gunk.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah.
And the last one, like, they have, like, the littlest people have to, like, put pie in their siblings' faces. Like, just press a button or, like, or something. And you have to, like, put a pie in every one of your family members' faces.
Mm-hmm. You said you liked that part.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
I agree. That was definitely the best part because...
Yeah, the two first challenges were not... They weren't...
Well, they were like...
The second one was even worse. Wait, no. Wait, was that the second one or the first one?
I think there
one?
Were three before the pie thing. I'm trying to remember what the first one was, but then there was the... the first one was the couch thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was really weird. Like, it kept, like, replaying it for some reason.
Oh, they do instant replays.
It's so annoying.
Oh, my God. But so what did they have to do for the couch one?
They had to, like, he said, these aren't very pretty couches, so you have to do all of this. And they had to take all the cushions off mm-hmm. and then cover it with a red blanket thingy mm-hmm. sheet or something mm-hmm. that's red or blue, because there's red
team. Depending on the team.
Uh-huh. Yes. And then the three, whichever three team members get there first, they go down the gunk slide and then try to find a cover for the couch, and then it's really wet, so it's hard to get on.
Right, exactly.
And
yeah. That one was
odd.
That one was
and then you had to sit down.
Then they had to sit on the couch. Yeah, so basically they had to find the cushion covers in the bottom of the gunk pool.
Yeah, and like it took forever. Like the last player, like Mom kept saying, how is that so hard? It's a tiny pool. It probably doesn't even have that much gunk in it.
I was having a hard time understanding why and it was so hard to find
them. I was like, Mom, are you incapable of being quiet?
True story. Sadie was annoyed with me because I kept talking, but I had so many questions.
You don't have to ask us. It's not like we know.
Oh, God. It was so weird. You know what? It seemed like to me, like this was just made up as they were going. Like,
yeah.
The games were so poorly planned.
They were terrible.
Except for the pie one.
Yeah,
and actually, now that I'm thinking about it, the couch one was probably the second best. But the other two...
I think the third one was the one where you had to find your ring.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And... he said something terrible. Like
that's right. What did he say?
He said, like
he was talking to I forget her name.
The wife. One of the
wives.
And he said,
"Here, I'll start it, and you see if you remember."
Okay.
He said, "You're just thinking about yourself."
Like a lot of women do.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you're just thinking about yourself like a lot of women do.
Yep, like women often do.
How is that?
I literally gasped at that part.
That's really wrong.
And we're going to, Dad and I will probably get into a lot of that stuff, but it was.
And say the F word a lot. But I'm 7 years old, so I'm not supposed to hear that.
Yeah. We will probably say the F word, I guess.
I mean, of
but
course you will.
What I noticed, other than that comment, which was, wow.
I wanted to say the F word after that. I was like, what?
That was bad. But the other thing I noticed was that he only spoke to the men. He only spoke to the husbands, and they were the ones who were, like, in charge of the family. At the beginning, when he introduced the families, he asked each husband what they did for a living, completely ignored the wives. In fact, throughout the entire show, completely ignored them.
Like, the husbands are stronger and bigger.
They're people, and she's just there.
It's not like she's not there. She's a human being.
Oh, yeah. It really bothered me. This was a wild show. I don't know if we should even try to describe the other. Well, you mentioned one where they took the people's wedding rings and they put them down drains. And that was the worst game show game I've ever seen in my life.
And then, like,
it was so bad.
There were, like, five holes and you had the wife just like lied down on a board, and then the husband pushed them in. Like they said, do you want 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? And then they picked a hole, and then they tried to find their wedding ring. And if they didn't find it, like something splattered on them. And
yeah,
then,
it was
gross. Something gross.
It was the worst. And then the other one was just the husbands underneath this truck. So the family was like pouring chocolate sauce into,
and then the husband
where
like,
the oil
like,
would go, and it was
there
leaking.
Were like 9 holes, and the husband like had goggles or something on, and then he had to try to find a hole and plug it up.
Right,
but like there he couldn't see. So
yeah, because there was chocolate sauce like just pouring onto his face.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it
also
would,
very weird.
It would be too easy if there wasn't chocolate sauce pouring onto your face. Mm-hmm. But why?
It's still just a weird challenge.
Chocolate sauce and why Gunker?
Well, it's weird to me too when they have. So it's this family challenge. There's six of them in the family, but it's weird to me when
you could just
one person is basically involved.
Yeah, like you don't need a family for that challenge. Like you don't need a whole family for the man to just be working on a truck.
That was interesting to me too, because of course it was the husband working on the car, because of course no woman would do that.
Ugh.
Ridiculous. Women, am I right?
No, you're not right.
Oh, man.
That was really weird.
It was a weird show. I can see why it only lasted two seasons. I'm surprised it lasted that long.
I'm surprised it lasted one whole episode.
The host of this show, this season of the episode that we just watched, his name was Ray Combs. He was familiar to me. I've seen him as the host of some other
game show. But it was blurry, so we couldn't really see.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. We were watching a video.
Of a video that someone took?
Yeah, so we found it on YouTube. Micah found it on YouTube, and we watched it. It's basically a video of a VHS recording of this show. So God bless whoever took the time to A, record this show, and then B, record it again, and then C, put it on YouTube so that we could have this experience.
Lovely experience.
And it was boring. You said boring. I think that's the number one thing for me. It was like not very interesting.
I feel like there were more things that the host said that was not.
Oh yeah.
Wrong. It was just wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of sexism and weirdness on this show.
I was like, wait, why would you say that?
I think that guy was going through a hard time in his life. Actually, I know that he was, and not that that's an excuse to say bad things, but I think he was having a rough time in life. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Sadie?
No.
It's been a pleasure talking with you and hearing your thoughts on Family Challenge. If you were going to give this show some sort of rating, like if you have two thumbs and you could give it two thumbs up or two thumbs down or one thumb up, one thumb down, one, you know what I'm saying? What kind of rating?
Wait, can there be like a medium thumb?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one thumb up and one thumb medium.
Wow, that's a really good rating. You said you hated this show.
Yeah, but I liked recording about it.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not asking you to rate the recording of us talking. I'm asking about the
show. One thumb medium and...
one thumb down.
I'm going to say three thumbs, so two thumbs down and one medium thumb.
Where'd you get a third thumb?
From your...
No. You can't just use my thumb from without asking.
From that picture of me over there.
Okay. Thank you, Sadie, for joining us. All right, and we're back.
Well, that was fun.
With are you? What was fun?
Listening to Sadie.
Oh,
I was not talking about the experience Family Challenge.
Of watching Family Challenge.
The Flynns versus the Millers. The
what's their names?
Millers, I believe. No, who won? Who was blue and who was red?
I don't give a fuck.
One of them lives in Thousand Oaks, but when Ray Combs introduced the other family, he said they also live in Westlake Village.
He did.
I mean, they're close to each other, but...
Well, they are friends, so I assumed they live... They play on the same stop. The husbands, the only people who matter in the family...
The ones with penises, the big ones with penises.
Yeah, exactly.
The softball field together.
Okay, before we get into all that, let's make a plan a little bit about how we want to do this. I have some things to say, but I want to be organized, Micah, because I'm very bad at organizing.
That didn't organize anything before the camera started rolling.
Oh my God, I swear to God, it was like it was improvised. So seriously though, do you want to talk about, so I have, do you want to talk about the experience of watching the show and things that happened on the show first?
I don't.
Or do you want to talk about like trivia about the show first?
Let's just talk about trivia. I think Sadie covered it pretty well.
I said first because there are things that I'd like to say about the experience of watching the show.
Okay.
Not a lot. I mean, I'm not going to.
Well, go for it then. Tell me your feelings.
You just want to do that first? Mm-hmm. First of all, Sadie and I already talked about this, but he literally only speaks to the men.
Yeah, at the beginning, he only talked to the men. Later, I did notice that, but later he did say a few words, like disparaging sexist comments to the women.
Right.
And he talked to the kids a few times.
A little bit, yeah.
But
really, though, it was like, this is, what's his name's family.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, these people belong to this man, which got me wondering if this was a Christian show. And we're going to come back to that in a minute. Mm. We'll come back to that when we talk about trivia. But what I want to say is just some of the reactions I had mm-hmm. while watching. So Ray Combs is the host. His pants.
They're the only solid print hammer pants I've ever seen. They were just brown.
Handle it. I could not stop looking at his pants. They were very, very high-waisted. Mm-hmm. He had a shirt that...
It was more of a blouse. It was a blouse.
Well, let's not be... heteronormative here.
I'm not saying that that's not a shirt. That's not like a man's shirt.
There is no man's shirt or other gender shirt is what I'm trying to say, Micah.
Okay.
Let's not gender it.
No, I think that's an ideal. That's a thing that we shouldn't have to, but there are. I mean, there are shirts that typically women wear that are blousier. That's a term that's used. And it would be an apt term to use to describe the shirt that he was wearing.
I do not agree. But anyway, moving on. Okay. I thought it was a normal... it was ugly as hell. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was tucked in.
Yes.
And it was tucked in very high. His pants were, I would say, above his belly button probably, and cinched. He looked kind of like his waist looked tiny.
Well, the pants were also blousy.
They billowed. They were billowy. And I just...
He had a lot of room.
Loved them
for
so
his
much.
To just float around.
Oh, God. I just, for the first, 10 minutes, it's all I could see. I was just looking at his pants. And it's, the thing is, he's running around this entire show. Mm-hmm. So you get to see the movement of the pants quite a bit. And I just got a lot of joy out of that.
You know, we've talked about
and his white sneakers
a lot. Yeah, the white sneakers. I was going to point that out too. We've talked about fashion a lot on this show.
Have
and
we?
We often say things like, "Well, that was the style," or "That was in fashion." At this point, we're deep into this podcast. This is like episode 61.
This is 61, yeah.
So there's not 61 different things, because we watched several episodes of some things, but say roughly 50 different things we've watched from this time period and listened to. And
yeah,
I've never seen another human being wearing clothes like that. So it was not the style.
In any era.
This was not, he had genie pants on.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know. I really was perplexed by it, actually. I really was wondering... Why, Ray? Why? Well, or whoever, made that decision. I don't know who. Oh, well, actually, it was definitely Ray.
Ray made that decision.
The reason I say that is because this show had no budget.
Yeah, clearly. That's clear.
So it was not, a wardrobe person. Mm-mm. So good. One of the wives fell during one of the things, but nobody said anything or commented, but it was fine. At least it was just a wife. Nobody important.
Well, that's what they do. Ray fell at one point, too. Ray fell really slow motion.
God.
It was just weird, and
I'm
he laid down.
That. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Actually, since you brought it up, though, let's just talk about it. It was so weird. It was almost, it was kind of creepy. It sort of reminded me of, you know how people sometimes take sitcoms? Like old sitcoms and take the laughter out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like. Yes. Because he fell. He was sitting down and he fell backwards, but it was like he was doing it on purpose. And he was on his back on the floor. And then he just goes, "I'm okay."
Yeah, he got up.
But the weird part about it was there was no sound.
No one reacted.
No one laughed or clapped or went, oh, nothing. Yeah. And it like really freaked me out. It was freaky. It
Which
was
is
a
weird,
very strange moment.
Because they did have a person, obviously, with the soundboard, like playing sound effects.
Okay, let's talk about
the
thing. Let's talk about
they
the
could have
effects.
Easily thrown in a or something right? when he did that.
But it wasn't. It was just emptiness. It was just like the emptiness of Ray Combs' life.
You know what this just reminded me of, this whole experience? Do you remember that weird, like, viral video thing that was going around a few years ago? It was probably more than a few by now, but called Too Many Cooks.
Oh, fuck yes.
And it got really dark and weird. But at the beginning, it just starts as, like, an infomercial, and it's weird.
No,
and...
is it an infomercial? I think
thought so.
I thought it was a sitcom.
Oh, maybe it is.
And it's just, like, the theme song to the sitcom. It's like Too Many Cooks or something like that. And it gets, I think about that often, actually.
This felt like that at times where it was just, it did feel improvised. I mean, he was obviously improvising stuff. Every time he went over the rules to a game, it's like he was making it up right then. And all the people in little referee uniforms, like all the Foot Locker employees they had, they were like, oh, shit, okay, we got to make some pie. Because Ray just said we're throwing 9 pies in this dude's face.
The thing is about Ray. Oh, and by the way, I do see what you mean about the Too Many Cooks, just the sort of like spiral into absurdity. The other thing that I thought about actually was the show Review.
Oh,
which
yes.
You still haven't watched.
Yeah, I watched
have
it.
You? You have?
Yeah.
Oh my God. People, if you have not watched that show, I actually have a lot to catch up on, but it's this incredible. It's very similar, I would say, to that kind of thing, like the Too Many Cooks, where it just gets darker and darker and darker. It starts out as something that seems normal, and then it just is like...
spirals.
And... right. And it's... Anyway, it's a show about a guy who... people write into him. He has like a local TV show, and people write into him questions like, what's it like to eat 15 pancakes? This is a real one he did. It wasn't 15. It was probably way more than that. So he goes and does the things.
And he reviews like experiences.
Yeah, he just goes and has these experiences. But then people ask him to do like, I think it's the first episode where they're like, I wonder what it's like to get divorced. And he gets divorced.
Because he's committed to the show.
Yeah.
He's like, I will do whatever.
Yeah. He's like, I have to. And that sets in motion like this just spiral into darkness. And it seems right now really funny to me that that's what this family game show reminded me of.
He did keep making the joke, and Sadie pointed this out, that the Millers and the Flynns are never going to talk to each other again.
Yeah.
I wonder what really happened.
After this?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I wonder if shit got dark.
I don't think it did.
Well, I'm going to imagine that it did. But I'm sorry, you were going to say something about Ray Combs.
Well, what I was going to say, and I know there's other stuff to get into with him, but I would say that's more trivia. But as far as him on this show, he was high as fuck.
Oh, yeah. He was on some cocaine or something, for sure.
I started thinking that during the first... actually, I didn't even start thinking that. I was just like, wow, he is really pumping up the excitement. He's really...
because
he was yelling into the microphone the entire time through every single challenge, yelling directions and just yelling.
Out of breath.
Out of breath. Like, he seriously ran around the entire time. By the time we got to the second or third challenge, I was like, oh, people only act like that on some sort of... speed or methamphetamine.
Or when they're really excited
about
their game show that they're hosting.
No. I mean, if you're bipolar and you have like mania, if you're having like a manic episode, sure. But no, his behavior was not normal. So like the only time in my life I've acted like that hyper, the pie one, at the end they did this the pie in the face challenge, and it required the contestants to kind of like run back and forth, and he ran all over the fucking place before they even did it. And I thought, I have only acted like this when I was on crank. You know? Anyway, he was in a dark place in his life, but we're going to come back to that.
He was.
We're going to come back to that. But yeah, he was high as fuck.
See, I could see, I know we're going to come back to it, but I could see him actually being, he was pretty desperate at this point.
He was absolutely desperate.
He was really trying to sell this show, and... It looked like he was a seasoned game show host at this point and a comedian. Family Feud. He was the host of Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
After Richard Dawson left, he took
over. Oh, man. Yeah, which was a really big show. So mm-hmm. He was big.
He had been a stand-up comedian for a long time. He was mm-hmm. on Johnny Carson.
I remember him on Family Feud now that you say that. And he was never hyper like this.
No.
He was not like...
But that's that was why like I think his peak. He was on Family Feud and then he got fired.
Oh, he got fired?
Well, I don't know if he got fired, but Richard Dawson came back and took over the next season. Mm-hmm. He did it for several years.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray Combs did. And then he went through... Do you want to just do this
Yeah,
now?
I mean, obviously we're doing it. Go ahead and do it.
He went through a lot of stuff. He had, I guess you could call it a nervous breakdown.
Can I say what I know and then you can fill in the gaps? When he started doing this show, he was in, he took the job. I don't think he wanted the job. He took the job because he was in a crazy amount of debt.
Yeah.
And so he really was desperate and you can feel it watching him. I mean, it's actually quite sad.
But he also injured himself and was like injured his back somehow and was paralyzed for a little while.
Wow, what?
And then came back from that and tried to do these shows. And then after that, he went to a psych ward and that's where he completed suicide.
Yeah, you could definitely sense that he was in a desperate place.
Can I say one other thing too? I just want to say that we did not do this intentionally. We had no fucking idea what we were getting into. I think we were looking for a show, like a game show or some sort of show that we could watch with Sadie from the time period. We were thinking of things like Double Dare or shows that came earlier.
This was definitely like a trying to be like Double Dare.
Yeah.
But for families instead of...
Yeah. And Jen said, oh, I know what we should watch. We should watch this one. It's called Family Challenge. It was only on for one season. So, you know, it'll be a train wreck. We can just watch that. We didn't know it would be this kind of train wreck. I didn't know Ray Combs was going to be the host until it came out. And I did know that he had killed himself. Mm-hmm. So when I saw him, I was like, oh, but I didn't realize this was his last show.
See, I did not know that. And listen, I am truly sad that he did that. And like that genuinely makes me very sad. Also, sometimes you have to laugh about things. Let's talk about how the sound effects didn't match
anything
that was going on. Why did they exist?
I don't know, but I think it's something we're going to work into our show. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was an aesthetic that I really... Uh-huh. I think is underused.
Do you?
And underexplored in the podcast medium.
You know, the other thing that they do every single time after every challenge is they do an instant replay.
Oh, gosh.
Where but, you just have to go back and you see the exact same footage that you just watched.
Well, it's literal. It is an instant replay.
It is instant. And it's a replay. And you can't...
It's was it even in describe. Slow motion or anything?
No.
It wasn't in slow motion. They just cut the sound out so that they could have Ray narrate it. There was no time. It's like they filmed it in real time and didn't edit anything.
Yeah.
So they'd show a clip, which was the first clip they could grab of like, oh, that part was kind of interesting. We'll put that on there. And then he would just say what happened again because he was narrating the whole thing the whole time.
It just happened. I thought that they were doing instant replays at first because they needed to fill time. I was like, oh my God, because they did. They definitely like this show was like an hour long.
It was like 44 minutes of.
Well, and
there were four or five challenges.
And probably a lot more commercials than we saw a couple, but there were probably a lot of commercials in there. So it was an hour long. It was an hour time slot is what I'm saying. And they definitely did like stretch it out, but the instant replays were so, I don't know. I just didn't get it.
It was weird. It was like they were excited about a new technology, but it wasn't even new.
No, at that point. Was just what we just saw.
You know, the technology that they didn't use a lot. Many of the challenges that they did were like competing against the other team to see who could do it the fastest
mm-hmm.
or competing against the clock. Like you have 30 seconds to screw in as many of these things as you can. And they kept saying, like, at the end of the thing, they'd say, okay, it took you 3 minutes and 15 seconds, which if you're listening right now at home, 3 minutes and 15 seconds is a long time to watch people struggle to do something. It stops being funny after about a minute. And
oh,
then
no.
It's just, Jesus, are they still trying to put covers on a couch?
In this case, it doesn't start being funny at any point. So. Yeah,
that was the longest fucking, most boring, stupidest challenge I've ever heard of. So
I don't know. That one looked good to me after I saw the other ones.
Yeah. But the thing they didn't do at any time mm-hmm. was put up a clock on the screen so you could mm-hmm. see how the other team was doing.
You know, that really would have added some tension
so
or
weird.
Any level of interest. Yeah.
So finally, right. The second challenge, the first dad gets under the truck and has chocolate sauce poured on his face
mm-hmm.
and gets 5 bolts in 30 seconds or however long it is. And then the second dad gets under there, and with 10 seconds left, this fucking countdown timer pops up on the screen.
Right.
And counts down to zero.
Was that the only time
the
they
only
ever
time
did
they
that?
Use it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, that really would have been helpful. But I guess, you know, Micah, I guess they just didn't have the budget for that. Because it was
they spent it all on gunk.
It was so low budget that... I think the gunk, Sadie and I talked about this, but it really did look, it seems like it was just water, green water, maybe with some like marbles in it.
I feel like there were chunks of something.
Yeah.
Like it was.
But it didn't stick to anybody and it wasn't slimy and it was a real disappointment.
It was weird.
Okay. Since we were talking about the truck one, there were some amazing lines.
Yes.
First of all, he said the phrase, plugging holes. And it was so, I was so upset for everyone that no sex joke could be made because of children. I mean, I think it still could have been made. One of these families had 7 kids. You could be like, yeah. You plug some holes, haven't yes. you?
They need to plug some holes.
I mean, it needed some sex jokes. And I feel like Ray Combs was, it was like winking because then he said, tremendous screwing action.
Yep.
And I then realized this has to be intentional, right? He said tremendous screwing action.
Yeah, I don't know if that's intentional.
Micah.
I don't think anything that came out of his mouth was pre-planned.
He also said oil change chocolate lube.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There were just a whole bunch.
I think you want it to be more interesting and edgy than it is.
No, I'm saying it wasn't. And that's what was so painful about it. And it must have been painful for him, too. But you don't think so? You think he was just like...
Oh, no, I think it was very painful
like,
for
him. Like, it has to be painful. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine the pain of saying the words, tremendous screwing action, and not making a sex joke.
It was painful for everyone involved.
Oh, God, for every reason. And it's just like, the thing that's so... they were really trying, you know? They really tried.
Who was
to
trying?
Make a family show?
Well,
but
they
ended
have
up
tried
just
harder.
They ended up just taking a big dump in the gunk.
You know
what I mean?
This show was created by Dave Thomas, which I think is really weird.
Who is one of the brothers from Strange Brew?
I didn't know he was a game show entrepreneur.
Well,
I don't know what you call that.
I don't think that he is.
Maybe it didn't work out. Because
I'm guessing. This was maybe his first try, and he was not invited back.
Although, after Ray Combs' untimely death, they did bring the show back the next season for 2 more seasons, and they called it the New Family Challenge.
I mean, the
guy is
kind of
tacky,
I mean,
I think.
Again, with the dark, 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 like, absurdist humor here, he had just taken his own life. I mean... Which was fucking dark. And I don't know. There's something about
they were like, you know what, guys? We got something good here.
Let's.
Ray would want us to go on.
And we're going to call it the New Family.
Right.
As if we're like.
I know.
Cleansed of Ray and the blood of his.
Oh.
Body. I don't know, man.
Well,
I'm
that's
just,
a good
I'm
segue
saying...
to bring it back to your Christian theory. You were going to say something about
it
being a Christian show?
I just want to see if there's anything else I need to say. About the show, about actually watching the show. Just really the worst games I've ever seen. Worst everything, real bad.
Names were terrible, too.
I don't remember the names
The pie one was the Pie Device Relay Challenge. Like,
pie device. There yeah. was no They were very creativity. Proud of their device yeah. that they had created. Yeah.
Ray did mention at one point when he was introducing, struggling to introduce the pie device relay challenge, he said, it's very well thought out. Okay, this is what we're going to do.
That was another thing he did that I was like, he's on speed. He would start sentences. He's like, trust me, it's very yeah. well thought out. And then he turned to the kid, like he didn't finish that thought. And he was like, how old are you, Courtney? Yeah. And then like just kept rambling. Okay, the very last thing I want to say about stuff that happened on the show was that at the end, he made, not made, but he basically made the little girl kiss him on the cheek.
Because she had pie all over her face and stuff.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Because really, she has no choice. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, will you give me a kiss on the cheek if you're comfortable with that? It's like, she had to kiss him. And I'm sure she wasn't traumatized by it or whatever. I started thinking about rape culture and how it comes from shit like this. From
little things like that, yeah.
No, but it's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is the culture yeah. of it is the culture of this show. It is the man is king. Man owns family. Man owns wife. Women submit. Children submit. I mean, and I seriously think that rape culture comes from right-wing Christian shit. And not all Christianity. That's why I said right-wing Christianity. It's a specific brand. Anyway, do you have anything else to say about the show itself?
I was struck by how nice the parting gifts were. I never heard, actually, I may have missed this, but I don't think they even mentioned what the winning family won. Like, what did they get?
I don't know.
They talked about what the losing team got. You know how, like, oh, since they didn't win, Gene, why don't you tell them what they get to take home?
He told the little girl. He was like, you didn't win. He was faster than you. Right. But don't worry. You get these great prizes.
And then the winning team got, like, a trophy. But there was no mention of what else they got. Like, you guys won, so be proud, I guess. And the losers, what do you get to take home? A down comforter.
It was the timing was so good.
Seriously. He tells this 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, you get these prizes. Don't worry.
Gene, tell her what she gets. A down comforter for it the family. Is the and
every 8-year-old's dream.
Also, an Ashley Furniture bedroom set, which was like, they said it was like laminate. It looked like the cheesiest 80s furniture.
Well, no, basically.
And the final prize, a lamp. Yeah. One lamp. Not a pair of lamps.
Like a small little lamp. It didn't look like anything special lamp. At all.
It was ugly as fuck.
Oh my God, the lamp. Oh, I forgot about the lamp.
It started off so well.
Such ridiculous down prizes.
Comforter, ugly dresser and vanity. God. And one lamp. I can't even say it. One lamp.
And a single lamp.
Light bulb not included.
The six of you can huddle together under this twin down comforter. Around your lamp.
Hey, little your Cindy, very small can you lamp. Read yet? I hope your eyesight's good because it's going to be fucking dark in your house since you have one lamp. But maybe you can sit next to the lamp while you read. Cozy up with that down comforter. Hey, it's better what the other family got. They were faster than you guys. They got dick.
I actually need to know what they won now. I'm sure they said it, and I just didn't hear it. Like, what?
I don't think they did. I think they
looking,
forgot.
We're definitely looking that up. That's ridiculous.
I did see the lawyer, like, leaning over to Ray as they were running the credits. Like, what? Did we win anything?
Their lawyer? Oh, the lawyer.
He was a lawyer. One was a lawyer. One was a school principal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The women didn't have jobs. They were just at home taking care of the 7 kids with one lamp.
No, I mean that part where he just like asked each dad what he does. He shakes his hand. Mm-hmm. And I mean, literally, it's like she's not there. Yeah. She's not even there.
There were several times during the game where the husband just made the decision of which choice they were going to make.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that does bring me to the little bit of trivia that I did discover. Because mm-hmm. as I was watching this, I was like, this has the feel of right-wing Christianity. So guess what?
What?
This show was broadcast on the Family Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Which was originally created as part of the Christian Broadcasting Network, which was an extension of televangelist Pat Robinson's...
Robertson.
Did I say...
Yeah.
Televangelist Pat Robert... Why can't I... It's Robinson or Robertson?
Robertson.
Pat I wrote Robinson.
It's not Pat Robinson.
An extension of televangelist... Pat Robertson. God damn it. I apologize. I wrote Pat Robinson in my notes and now I can't.
Pat Robertson, the funniest Pat televangelist.
Robertson. We've all, I don't know if we've all heard of him, but.
He had a little clown nose and he did the smash the watermelons.
I would like to just say that I could tell immediately that it was a right wing Christian from... shit. So thank that you, Pat on the back for me. Now,
Pat Robertson on the back for
since
you.
Good one, but no thank you.
Okay.
Since then, it has changed and evolved. It's actually like part of Disney now. It's owned by Disney. But the network is still, to this day, it started like in the 70s. To this day, they are still required to air the 700 Club.
Sweet.
Which is you describe it because I don't know what it is. It's a Christian show about... Oh, it's just like, evangelism.
I think they also ask for money, you know, up the number.
And they also have to air an annual Christian telethon, I guess. It happens in January every year.
The Family Channel is still on? It's still a thing?
I think so. I don't think it's called the Family Channel maybe now. Anyway, I don't know. But all I know is that it was born of the loins of... fucking right-wing Christian evangelism, and I feel really vindicated.
Tremendous screwing action.
Because I knew immediately. So I've been trying to think of a way to tie this episode to Montana stuff, and actually there are some things I could connect to it, but I want to just quickly talk about the state of my mental health in general right now. Shit is just really hard right now. I am just really struggling and I don't know how specific to get with it. I don't know. I mean, I have pretty severe depression and anxiety. I am also convinced that there's something else going on with my brain that has never been treated or noticed.
Like an executive function.
Yeah. Like I can't, I feel like I am unable to complete even the simplest task because I can't focus on one. I don't know. Anyway, it all feeds into this, you know, really negative idea about myself and all that bullshit. So
before we go any further, can I just say that Jen knows a lot about her own mental health and we're not looking for people to offer advice or suggestions really necessarily because she knows that the symptoms she's describing are also part of anxiety and depression often. But she's trying to understand more about herself and get other people to recognize it and maybe see what else could be going on.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Please do not send me advice about like turmeric and fucking yoga.
That's not even what I meant, but that's also good.
No, but that's, it's right. A very common, if y'all, let's just talk about that for a second. I share a lot on social media about my mental health. I'm very open about it. Some people think that's very brave. Some people think that's obnoxious. Some people think it's attention seeking. Everybody has an opinion. It is very vulnerable and it's not very fun to share that stuff. I think I do it for a couple of reasons, for a few reasons. One is that I just feel a need to put it out in the world. Two, I'm not going to reach out to an individual friend because I just won't. I'm not going to call somebody and be like, hey, can you come over or can we go do something? I'm not going to do that. So it's a more anonymous way of expressing stuff. The third reason is because I've heard from other people, and I think I've talked about this on the show before, that sometimes when I share stuff, you know, people will say, I will get messages from people saying, thank you, thank you. I feel less alone reading, you know, that someone else is going through the same thing. And of course, that makes me feel less alone too, because the thing that this brand of mental illness does is make you feel alone and isolated, that no one could possibly understand you, that no one could possibly love you. That said, I don't get as much advice anymore. Most of the people that I'm friends with understand. Most people, you know, just express love and support. I don't know. There's a difference. Like with my good friends, there are some people who will say, like, hey, I did this thing and it really helped me. If you're interested, I can help you do that. But I am not interested, nor is any other depressed person who is expressing. It is hard to express that shit. We are not looking for your advice. I am particularly not looking for advice from people who do not suffer from depression. It is not okay to do that. Unless someone specifically asks you, you don't know. So I have been feeling extremely isolated lately, and to the point where I, you know, people's responses, I haven't even looked at Facebook. I posted that I was really struggling, I think, yesterday. I know there are a lot of responses. And by the way, I appreciate all of them. I'm really lucky. I have a lot of love and support in my life, but I have been in a place where I just don't, it doesn't, I can't feel it right now. I can't look at those messages and have them lift me up. And that's just a part of this disease, I guess. I do think a lot about Montana when I'm struggling. I was depressed before, so it's not like I blame Montana for any of this, but it sure didn't fucking help. It sure did not fucking help to be isolated and beaten down and belittled and forced into submission. I think that that has affected my sense of self so much. Yeah, I wasn't sure what to say about Montana, and I decided to just share some stuff because it's all related. All of my shit is all related, and Montana is a big part of everything.
Thank you for doing that. I want to say that I think it's really important that you're so open with these things, because people don't talk about these things.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody goes through times when they're sad or times when they're upset, but it's not the same as having a mental illness that's chronic and constant. And
yeah,
people just hide it, and it's very stigmatized. And I think it's important that you're talking about it, and a lot more people are talking about it now.
Yeah, thanks. I feel a need to talk about it, and I don't know why exactly. But I do wish more people would, because it is the most isolating feeling. So anyway, I guess what I have to offer is vulnerability and a willingness to talk about this shit. So maybe that's the bright side. I don't know. So on that note, Family Challenge was awful. Like, god awful.
If you really want to see it for yourself, which I can't recommend, it's on YouTube. No. It's the Millers versus the Flynns, I believe.
And that's the one we watched.
Family Challenge, Miller versus Flynn. You'll find it. It's really long. I think there are some shorter ones. Don't watch those either.
Just don't. Just
Sadie's recap was better than any part of that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
It's really not worth it.
We did a bad job, you guys. We should not have chosen this thing.
No, I was so happy we did. I often feel like when we start something that is just a fucking train wreck, it's my favorite. I'm like, this is the best. I love that we're watching this right now. I don't know why, but there's something about watching really bad television that just makes my heart sing a little bit. Except that this one also really pissed me off. So
yeah.
All right. We have a couple new patrons to thank.
Yes.
So we're so excited about that. Thank you so much to Phyllis for becoming a patron. We love you. And Phyllis, you get to pick an episode topic if you want to. So
Stay away from Family Challenge.
Let us know.
We've already done that one.
We can't pick Family Challenge because we already did it. And Joe, thank you, Joe, so much for becoming a patron. We just can't tell you how much we appreciate that. We so appreciate our patrons. Thank you very much. If you're interested in becoming a patron, if you think what we do is worth contributing a little bit to, you can find us at patreon.com/I Never Saw That Podcast. And if you're a patron and you did not get thanked on an episode, please let me know, because we'll make sure we do that on the next one. And on that note, thanks to Graham McRae for our artwork.
Thank you to Fifi Folios for our internet stuff.
Thanks to Minus Violet for our music.
Until next time.
See you in the 90s.
I'm Ray Combs for the Family Challenge. I had a new family, the Red Family. Don't ever face any challenge alone. Make it a family challenge. See you next time.
All the food used on Family Challenge is food that is no longer edible.